KN4VWA. So how does this audio sound, David?
Good to me. Are you moving?
Yeah, I'm driving down the road while I'm talking. Does it sound muffled?
Maybe slightly. It doesn't bother me at all. Maybe slightly. But if you hadn't said anything, I probably would. wouldn't have noticed.
Okay. What about right there? Now? Is that a little better?
To me, that was more muffled.
Oh, okay. Now, how about right there now? How's that better?
Do it again.
How's that right there? Is that better?
I don't think so. What do you think, David?
I'm fine.
Try just backing your microphone away from your mouth a little bit first.
That's what I was doing. I just backed it away by about an extra 14 to 18 inches.
Okay. Do you have any kind of compression or anything turned on the radio? You might want to look at those settings because it sounds like, to me, it sounds like you sound muffled to me. It doesn't sound crystal clear, and I'm sure it can. I think it needs a little bit of adjusting.
Okay, good deal. And hey, Bob, while I've got you on here, I put two of those ferrites on, one on the power, and that's going into the radio, right at the radio. And I put one on the, I put three runs of the coax on, and it made no difference. And also, while I was up there, she heard it. The lady at the wireman said, and she put a ballon on it. And that made no difference. So, I'm scratching my head now.
Well, there's no need to scratch your head. It's something coming from the engine, and it could be a number of things, speaker wires the next place that I would investigate would be the injectors and see if there's a way to put some little ferrites on them injectors and see if it helps. But you guys have at it. I didn't want to get into your conversation there. I just wanted to toss out my two cents on your audio. You're perfectly readable. I mean, you know, if you don't care about having your audio exactly, don't even waste your time and mess with it. If you really want to fine-tune it, it needs a little bit of adjusting. Maybe when there's nobody around, I can help you.
Okay, roger. I am going to work on that. But what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to go back to the house and dig into my menus, and I'm going to find my noise blanker. So, see if I can get that to help any. Hey, Dave, you still in there?
Right here.
Old faithful, I'll tell you what. I got another microphone at the house. I may throw it on here and see if that makes any difference, too. I heard you in there, and I was just wondering if you heard me. But, you know, on 100 watts on a mobile antenna, you probably didn't have enough juice going to where you could hear me. Plus, I think I know what it was. My truck was facing south, so the front of the cab was probably blocking off some of the signals that would have gotten to you.
We can test that sometime. I think I could hear you if you were transmitting. Because, I mean, this thing, like I said, I hear people checking in the sideband on 80 meters there, 3915, and Taylor's, and, Easley, and downtown Greenville. So I don't know why I couldn't hear you. I mean, because that's the advantage of having the vertical part of the Wyndham.
Yep. All right. Well, I get to go home and play now, and I'm going to see if I can mount this other I got to figure out a lip mount so that I can get that 8900R into that little Saturn of mine. That's going to be fun. Fun in the neighborhood.
Well, I bought a diamond trunk lip mount. I tell you, that thing is fantastic, and it's got just a little swivel thing on it, so you can, get the antenna vertical. If you, because your trunk lid on most cars is angled down a little bit. On most cars now, I mean, years ago they weren't, but this kind of helps you get the antenna vertical. And I really like it. It's got like four Allen head screws, and it even gives you a metal plate to put between the screws and the body of the car on the bottom side, so the screws don't scratch the inside of your trunk lid, which you never see. But and it's got the little rubber seat on it, on the top, so it doesn't scratch your trunk. So it's really a great mount.
Contact.
Go for it.
Menu 63, Steve, menu 63. You can adjust it from 0 to 100. And, those lip mounts that you're talking about, David, are really nice, and they do hold on. However, the bad news is you really need to get through your paint to make them work the best. But most people don't, like me. I'm not going through my paint. I just put the little metal thing on and hope for the best. ND7J, go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, there's nothing like one of those diamond mounts. I'll tell you, they're really good. And as a matter of fact, most of the time, to get the mount to ground, the screws are on the underside, so you never see where it breaks the paint, which is a good thing.
Oh, crap.
Well, I'm getting the call. Let me jump and run, guys. Hey, 73, can't move to VA, clear?
Bob, I didn't say hello to you. I wasn't being rude. But, you and Steve were talking, so I just went and I wasn't going to say anything because you were giving him some tips. And I appreciate you jumping in there.
But I just wanted to pass. I've been talking to him throughout yesterday and today about this noise that he's got on his mobile on HF there. And, there's just a bazillion things that it could be underneath that hood that his radio's picking up. But finding it is going to be the trick. I told him to work with the noise blanker. That should that's specifically there for removing IF noise. So that should do it, I would hope.
And you're right. There is a lot of alternator kits. He could disconnect his alternator see if that takes it away too. I mean, it could be anything. I've seen, believe it or not, I've seen alternators go bad and ground out and actually put a draw on the battery and kill the battery. I used to work on cars all the time, and I've seen alternator. I had one case of this. Alternator went bad. And some part of it was pulling a draw on the battery, and as soon as I disconnected the alternator, the draw went away.
That with the Hummer, I actually have the radio in there is bad, and the radio in the Hummers, they do all of the sounds, all of the noises, the door ding ding, the seatbelts, all that, everything. All goes through the radio, and when you would shut the vehicle off at night, there was something in there that was draining the battery. So after a long diagnosis and several hundred hours, we finally found out it was the radio. So, but those can be tricky to find, and finding what he's hearing, IF noise. It can be a number of things. He could be chasing it down and never find it.
Yeah, he'd rather try to find a draw on a battery than try to find a QRM and I shouldn't use the Q thing on voice, but anyway, radio noise and interference. And I've done a bunch of battery draws. We had to, in the newer cars, we had to convert over to, we used to use a test light or voltmeter, and now you have to use a voltmeter with milliamps. It has to be 0.55 milliamps or less, or it's an unacceptable draw.
If you come back.
Roger, roger. No joy. Menu number 63, noise blank, set at 98. No joy.
I would be surprised. I thought for sure that might help you out. It didn't do nothing?
No effect. You know, I'm actually sort of possibly suspecting this ATS-120 antenna, because I have sort of figured out that it has another issue when it's trying to tune down to the 2 meter. But that's another subject. I've got a friend that's got one like it, and I'm going to see if I put it on and see if that has any effect. So, and it just screws on. So, all right, guys, the what can I say? The adventure continues. So, well, I've destinated. Hey, Bob, you don't know how much I appreciate you helping me out with that. And tell Dave thanks also. And David, I'm going to jump off of here, bud. I'm going to go in here and get ready for Mama to come home. It's our anniversary today. 14 years. And I say that like it's been a short time, because it seems like it has. Not like my first round when I said we had been married 19,000 years. Y'all have a good evening. KN4, BWA, clear.
Hey, stick around a second.
Thank you. And Bob, I'll clear out of here. I've got supper ready. Bob, I forgot to tell you, Steve, thank you for showing me the FTA yesterday. And talk to you guys later. KB4CVA, clear.
A wire antenna in your backyard up there on your tower or something?
Roger, roger.
Run you a jumper from that antenna. Park, get your truck over close by and hook that antenna up to the back of your radio and see if your noise problem goes away.
Yeah, good idea. That's smooth. I got a coax I can run over to it for that purpose. Okay, guy. Well, that's my wife calling. I got to jump, and I appreciate it. I'll be back in touch. I'll text you and let you know.
ND7J listening.